We know that Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav, Jacob and Esau. And Yaakov, we know, was a goody-goody. From when he was born, he was a typical Jewish nerd. I'm sure he was playing violin and he was getting on the straight A's, and he probably had big fat glasses. And Esav, the Torah says he was not such a nice boy. He was doing things that a nice Jewish boy should not do. And we seem to have conflicting messages in the Torah. On one hand, in some places, it says that he was bad from the get-go. He was born bad. He was born as a wicked man. On the other hand, there are some places in Talmud that specifically tell us that he became bad, that originally he was raised in the house of his righteous parents, Yitzchak and Rivka. And he was surrounded by proper education. And then only later on, he made bad choices in his life. Like it sometimes happens, kids get mixed in with the wrong crowd and they have bad influences. And so which one is it? Was he a bad person from the get-go? Was he born bad? Or did he become bad later? So the answer is both are true. Why? Because this was the difference between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov was born as a righteous man. Yaakov never had his evil inclination trying to push him to do bad things. He was a righteous kid, he was a righteous adult, he was always righteous. Esav was a different story. Esav was created with his evil inclination trying to push him to do bad things. So he was born with a potential to do bad things. But when he was younger, he was resisting this temptation. He was always very successful at pushing it away. What happened later on in his life that he gave in? So in other words, when the Torah says that he was born bad with a bad, evil inclination that was giving him bad tendencies. But he was very good at resisting. When he became older, he became bad not only in the potential, but also in his actuality. So, in other words, from our forefathers, we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were all born to be righteous. And then we have one person who was born in a nice Jewish home, who was supposed to be righteous if he would not give in to his evil inclination, but he went the other direction. As a matter of fact, the Torah tells us that we were supposed to originally have four fathers. That's why they're called forefathers. They're not called three fathers. They're called forefathers. You were supposed to laugh. And we were supposed to have four fathers, and Esav was supposed to be one of them. He went astray. So he chose not to be such a good guy. And that's why we had only three forefathers, not four forefathers. Esav, he was just not a forefather of our nation. So here is a very interesting thing. It's known that we have three forefathers, but we have four mothers. Because Avram had a wife, Sarah. She's the matriarch of our nation. Then Yitzchak had a wife, Rivka. She's one of our matriarchs. And Yaakov had two wives, Rachel, and Leah. Why do you have two wives? Because really, originally, Leah was supposed to be married to Esav. We were supposed to have four forefathers and four mothers. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav would be the forefathers. And Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah would be the mothers. So we were supposed to have four fathers and four mothers. And Leah would be married to Esav. What happened? Leah was born just like Esav, with bad tendencies. She was not righteous from her birth, as opposed to her sister Rachel. Leah was born with bad tendencies, but she was able to overcome them. That's why she became one of the mothers of our nation. And because of that, she couldn't marry Esav. Esav was a wicked man. So God said, okay, then she'll marry Jacob. So in other words, we have two separate stories of how people dealt with their evil inclination. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel, never had to battle their evil inclinations. They were righteous to begin with. But then we have two stories of Esau and Leah, both were born with evil inclination. And the question is, what did they end up doing about it? Esau went one way, and Leah went the other way. And Leah is really an example for all of us. Why? Because we all are not born righteous. We are not like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we have evil inclination that sometimes is pushing us to do bad things. And we have to deal with it. We have to battle it. And sometimes this battle is very difficult. And we have two examples that you can follow, either Esav or Leah. But here's the most interesting part. We know that Rachel, Rachel, and Leah, Leah, were our mothers. Compare the two. Leah had 7 children, as opposed to Rachel, only 2. The majority of Jewish nation comes from Leah. Leah gave birth to 6 boys, became 6 of the 12 tribes, and 1 daughter, Dinah. And the majority of the Jews are coming actually from Leah, not from Rachel. Not only that, the tribe of Yehuda, Judah, that King David came from, that was the royal tribe, comes from Leah. Kohanim and Levim that served in the temple and were the teachers of the Torah, they come from where? From Leah. So all the most illustrious Jewish lineages come from Leah, not from Rachel. Why? Specifically because she was battling her evil inclination, she was able to overcome it. A person who is challenged by his negative tendencies and overcomes them, the Torah tells us, is greater than a righteous person who never has negative tendencies. Let's all be like Leah. She was just every step of the way, she was making sure to do the right thing when it was difficult.